It's time. It's time to open your eyes. It's time to open your mind. It's time to grow up and face reality. It's time to lock and load because it's Meat Trapper time. Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 192 of Meat Trapper Radio. We're gonna have some tough love talk in this episode. We've got a lot to talk about. Honestly, I'm quite sick of talking about most of this, as I'm sure most of you are quite sick of hearing about it. But tonight we're going to talk about amor fati. And that is Latin for the love of fate. And that means loving and embracing the suck, what happens to you. And we're going to talk about how that applies to the situation that the people of this country are confronted with. And the second half of tonight's show, I'm turning over to a Patreon member who is directly involved in this virus and working on the virus. There's a tremendous amount of information in the second half of tonight's show that is it's indispensable for what's coming. And you need to listen. But before we get into that, I want to thank our sponsor, Mr. Brian McKee of SouthernSnares.com. Whom, if you have been wise enough to patronize and to lay in your traps and snares, your baits and your lures, and if you have been wise enough to actually get out and learn to use them, you were probably a lot less worried than the toilet paper fanatics that have overrun our country. And if you haven't, well, amor fati. You need to learn to love what is going down, and I'm gonna explain that momentarily. But before I do that, I'm just going to give out some tough love, and this isn't directed at any one person or anybody listening to this, as a matter of fact, because I have been bombarded with emails and messages from people who are legitimately concerned about what's going on. And everybody seems to want to know, is this it? Is this real? Is this real? Is it overblown? Is this a hoax? Is this the end of the world? Is this zombie time? Should I head for the hills? Do I need to load the guns and put plastic over the doors? Or is this just, is it a government conspiracy? And my answer to this question is very simple. If you have to ask that question, if you have to worry about the answer to that question, then you have failed. Now, I know that's going to piss some people off. But if you have to worry about whether or not this is real or fake, and by this, I mean, of course, the coronavirus. If you have to worry about that, then you have failed. You haven't prepared properly. Because if you have your firearms, your ammunition, if you have your traps, if you've educated yourself, if you have gotten to know local makers and producers, and if you are able to produce something yourself of value, if you have supplies put aside, like we have discussed since episode one, If you have done these things, then it doesn't matter if it's real or not. It doesn't matter if it's overblown or not. Because if it is real, you're prepared. And if it's not real, you are still prepared, and it doesn't matter. I'm constantly shocked at people that listen and listen and listen and then admit to me that they haven't done anything. It's frustrating. But I want you to just dwell on that. The people that are prepared are not the ones out buying up toilet paper in a panic. And by the way, the whole toilet paper thing, a lot of people are mystified that. Let me explain what's going on with that. It has nothing to do with the characteristics of the virus. What happened is that started in Australia. The Australians have outsourced most everything to the Chinese. The Chinese own Australia. And one of the things with the Liberal government in Australia, aside from all the Australians having voluntarily gone down there and turned their guns in, which that tells you everything you need to know about these people. Yeah, I don't care if you're listening and you're in Australia or not. If you turned your guns in, you're a freaking fool. And you deserve what you get. But one of the things is they have, since they're very liberal and they're very environmentally conscious, most of their paper mills have been shut down or greatly restricted. So a lot of their paper goods came out of China. Well, when the Chinese shut down, the Aussies lost their toilet paper. So there was this huge rush. That buying spree, those visuals, that video, has transplanted itself across the Pacific Ocean into the minds of the people here. And so now everybody's buying toilet paper. I know, it's... So, that's the tough love part, okay? We've got that out of the way. My goal for everyone listening is to eventually, for everyone listening, to be able to ignore this type of thing. Just ignore it. That's my ultimate goal. That will probably never happen, because the funny thing is my wife is out spending money like it's water. And it's interesting to see the survival supplies that she has laid in. There was 6 boxes of Hostess cupcakes, 2 6-packs of strawberry flavored beer, and I'm not poking fun at her. There was a giant bag of Pepperidge Farm Goldfish, you know, the survival supplies. Oh, man. But anyway, I have to add those to my checklist, you know. We learn something new every day. There were holes in my preps that I did not factor in. But let's talk about amor fati, the love of fate. This is a Stoic principle. And one of the principles of Stoicism is... Don't get upset when something bad happens. Learn to embrace the suck, as they say. That's a Navy SEAL version of amor fati. Bad stuff happens. It happens for a reason. Embrace it. Be glad that it happened. And learn how to better yourself from it. And this is a perfect opportunity to actualize amor fati. Because we have the coronavirus, and we have the financial collapse, the stock market meltdown. And as I explained last episode, you may not care about the market, but the market cares about you. You may not have any money in the market, but the market is going to come for you. They're going to come for your money, and they are already getting your money because we're bailing out the airlines. We're bailing out the energy sector. We're bailing out the banks, and we're bailing out private corporations. Because when they talk about issuing loan guarantees, what they're actually issuing is loss guarantees. The only time you need a loan guarantee is in case there's a loss. And when there's a loss, guess who's going to make the loss good? You. With your taxes. Funny how that works. When a company makes a profit, well, they deserve to keep it. But when the company makes a loss, we have to step in and cover their loss for them. So you see, even though that outcome sucks, you learn to love fate because now you understand the nature of government. You understand the nature of power and control. And you understand what they're doing to you, whether you want it or not. And you do not get a vote on that. You have no say in the matter. So stop kidding yourself that you live in a free country. Because you don't. Now, another personal example of amor fati, loving what is happening, is I listen to a financial expert, who sounded the alarm the Friday before the financial collapse started. And the way my 401k works, it takes an additional 24 hours from the time I put an order in for the order to be executed. So I had to ride out the first day of the collapse. In other words, I could not get out any quicker than after the first day. But since the first day, I have been 100% in cash. People have lost hundreds of thousands of dollars out of their 401ks. The average is down about 30%. Since I'm sitting in cash, when the smoke clears, when the dust settles, I'm going to buy in with a vengeance. I love what happened. I love this collapse. I am embracing this collapse. Cryptos are down. Precious metals are down. Everything is going on sale because people are selling anything that's not nailed down to cover their debts. So regardless of whether you're a gold bug, whether you're a crypto believer, or whether you're a traditional IRA, 401k stock market believer, you should love what's happening because you'll be able to make a killing. Because, you know, look at any war. Look at World War II. There were people who died horrible deaths. There were people who suffered incredibly. And then there were people who got rich. It's just the way it works. That's reality. So amor fati, embrace what's happening. Now, let's apply it to this coronavirus. You should love what is happening with this. Because if you are properly prepared, this is nothing more than an interesting social experience to watch unfold. If you're not prepared, you should love what is happening because now you realize that this thing very well could get very serious and now you have to take action. So you're actually going to get prepared. Both of those are wins. Take a look at what's going on in Italy. If you're not familiar with Italy, let's talk about it. If you want to educate yourself on what's going on in Italy, one of the best places to do it is to listen to Steve Bannon's podcast called The War Room. He had an episode, I believe it was this past Thursday. There's a female Italian correspondent who he had on there, and she gave about a 20-minute description of the fact that Italy is completely shut down. It's shut down to the point that people are dying in their apartments, and their spouse cannot get their corpse out of their apartment. They're having to live in their apartment with their dead wife. And this has been live streamed on the internet. That's how bad off Italy is. So why should we embrace that? Why should we be happy about that? Well, as Ian mentioned several episodes ago, there's a racial aspect to this virus that is being completely suppressed by the media. Completely suppressed. And this was one of the few places that you heard about it. Well, Northern Italy, just for background, is the productive part of Italy. It's where the work occurs. It's where the factories occur. It's where the tax money is generated. It's where all of the moving and shaking occurs. It's the advanced part of Italy. It's where the technology is. It's where the hospitals are good. Southern Italy is sort of the rural backwater, for lack of a better way to put it. The people aren't nearly as productive. The services aren't nearly as good. The technology isn't good. It's sort of a rural backwater compared to the hustling and bustling north. Well, several years ago, and if you think about Northern Italy, you're talking about Milan, Rome, and all of that, and all of the fashion industry up there and all the manufacturing. They make all the clothing, the boots, the purses, the jackets, all of that fancy stuff gets made up in Northern Italy. Well, several years ago, the Italians decided to sell their factories to the Chinese. The Chinese were coming over flush with cash, and the Chinese were buying these factories left and right. Well, the first thing the Chinese did is they fired all the Italians, and they brought in all these cheap Chinese workers. So now Milan is this huge China export city. It's full of Chinese, and they're constantly coming and going from China. Guess where the Wuhan virus broke out in Italy? Yeah, in Milan. Guess where everything is going down? Northern Italy. Now you know why. And look at what it's done to their country. Their willingness to sell their industry to the Chinese, their willingness to accept the Chinese coming over and taking their jobs, has doomed their country. It has forced them to live in their apartment with their dead wife in bed. That's the price of globalism. That's the China price. When you hear people talk about the China price isn't cheap pliers at Home Depot. China price is we can't get shit here because it's all made in China. Like hospital beds, like ventilators, like Advil, like antibiotics, just to name a few. I mean, who needs any of that? You know, and they're up there raking the president over the coals. We don't have enough ICU beds. We don't have enough ventilators. Guess what? We don't make them here. They're made in China. So how's that China price working out for you? And every time we try and shut the borders down, oh, well, yeah, that's racist. People are just stupid. Just stupid. What you're seeing when you go to Walmart, if you dare, go to Walmart or Sam's Club, or if you don't dare, just look on the internet. The shelves have been stripped bare. So amor fati, love what is happening because you're getting an education, a first-hand real-life education on the people that you have to coexist with in this country and their level of abject stupidity. Look at what they're buying. Toilet paper. Bottled water. You go to Walmart, there's no bottled water. But you know what there is on the shelf? There's a shitload of water filters. It's fucking dumb bastards. How stupid can you be? The bread aisle wiped out. Bags of flour? Plenty of those. You know why? Because they're too stupid. They don't know how to make a loaf of bread. The flour's going to last a lot longer if you get locked down than that loaf of bread is. Is there a run on salt? Is there a run on cooking oil? Oh, no. There's cooking oil everywhere. There's flour. There's cornmeal. There's salt, there's sugar. There's all of the staples that you would need to make your own cornbread, to make your own bread. But you're dealing with idiots. You're dealing with clueless idiots. The average American, put it this way, we're going into a depression, okay? To get back to the financial aspect, we're going into a depression, not a recession. We are in the middle of a fourth turning where we will never be the same. And yes, I'm getting animated because it pisses me off. But what you're seeing is the result of three things. Number one, decades of government schools where nobody has been educated, nobody is taught to think. They're taught to regurgitate what goes in the blank here. What goes in the blank here? Does A or B go in blank one or two? That's education these days. There is no critical thought. There is no questioning. There is no debate. If you question the liberal orthodoxy being shoved down your kid's throat, they fail them. Because that's not the right answer. There's nothing good about Columbus. He's all bad. There's nothing bad about the Indians. They're all good. And if you dispute that, you're going to get a big fat red F on your report card. It's that damn simple. So what you're seeing is the result of people who cannot think critically. They have lost critical thinking skills. They were never imparted to them. They were never challenged to use their mind. Number two, the second thing that you're witnessing is decades of TV watching. You're seeing the result of these brainless idiots that come home from school, plop their fat asses down on the couch, and then watch Dancing with the Stars. Or they watch some drama show where the conservative is a terrorist. And the third thing you're watching is globalism and open borders. Because the quality of the human being in this country has plummeted. The IQ of the human being in this country has plummeted in the last 40 years. This is provable. This is scientific fact. When you take a population that has a high IQ and you bring in millions of people that have a lower IQ and then you force them to interbreed, the IQ does not go up. The mean IQ goes down. So you have government-educated people who have been indoctrinated by TV and have physically, demonstrably lower IQs than the generation that survived the Depression, and this is what you get. Dumbasses buying carts of toilet paper. And my challenge is to amor fati, to embrace this, to love this. And at times that can be a struggle, like right now. The only positive thing I can see coming from this is perhaps people will wake up a little. The other big positive is that a lot of eyes are being opened. You know, I can see people in my extended family that now that you know it's funny how when you fill up buckets and seal up macaroni and you have number 10 cans of cheese powder and you have freeze dried food and you're putting deer in the freezer and you're putting beavers in the freezer and everybody's sort of rolling their eyes and everything. They're not rolling their eyes anymore. They're wanting to come over. That's a good thing. And that's what we have to embrace. So anyway, now, to lead into the second half of tonight's show, What you're going to hear is you're going to hear a woman who is a member of our Patreon community of our tribe. She's a very intelligent, very educated woman. She is directly involved in working with this virus. And by the time this, her segment was pre-recorded, of course it has to be recorded in advance. But by the time this goes live and you're listening to it, she will be hands-on with the virus, and her health will be at risk. And she's going to tell you the cold, hard truth, like I do, that the medical system is not going to be able to help you with this. You're going to have to help yourself, and she's going to explain how you can do that. So if you're a Patreon member, stay tuned for part two, and if you're not, I'd like to encourage you to become one and join our tribe. The door is always open, and we'll leave the light on for you. You can go to patreon.com/meattrapper and get signed up.